This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to have in studio, as we do each week, Kyle O'Dell. Kyle is with O'Dell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Shipp. You can check out their website, owrsfirm.com. Their number for a free consultation is 303-780-7350. Kyle, how are you, sir?
Doing great.
Great to see you.
Yeah, you too, Scott.
We're going to talk a little bit about Social Security Day. Big thing for people, and as we all know, or if you haven't heard this stat, around 10,000 people a day for the next 17 to 18 years will be turning 65. So it's not going away. Getting older.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Yep. You know, and Social Security has been one of those things that it's become a main staple for families for retirement. So today we're going to hit on a lot of the different key points with Social Security. And in fact, if anyone wants, we'll give away a couple of, we'll give away, we've got some Social Security summary packets that we can email to any of our callers. If they want to call my office today, we'll give that number out here in a little bit, but they can call in and get the Social Security packet. We can email it to them, and it just gives them a lot of the highlights, you know, with Social Security as to how it works and so forth, because there are a lot of moving parts to it. And just one moving part that has a lot of pieces is just the number of ways to file. And we've talked about it a lot on this show, Scott, that you know, there are over 500 ways, approximately 567 ways for a married couple to file for Social Security. And, you know, it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to get it wrong and file and not get the most out of your benefit based on your entire financial picture.
Right.
And I think that's the big key, is most people just look at Social Security as a standalone income source, where what they really need to do is figure it into all their assets overall in terms of how does it play into my assets in terms of taxes and income, benefits for my spouse, and how does my health and my overall financial picture determine how and when I should file. There's a lot to it.
So when you sit down with people and go through the subject of Social Security, I mean, are there top, you know, two or three things that come up where they look at you and they just totally had the wrong information, and where they just, you know, they really felt like they had good information, but it was wrong?
Right. I'd say the two biggest ones are, one is the amount of benefit that they think that they're going to receive in the future.
Okay.
What they have projected for, you know, what the Social Security Administration has projected for most of us is low. And so when we go to figure that into our budget and what we're going to receive down the road, a lot of times I see families that they have numbers that are, that they're projecting are much lower than what they're truly going to be. So that's number one. The other is, you know, just as a, you know, just as a society and where we're at, we're all living longer and longer. And so, you know, if, you know, and I'll have people tell me, well, Kyle, you know, I want to take my Social Security benefit at 62 or, you know, 65, whatever that is. And for really everyone that's out there, your full retirement age, which is how your benefit is, it's calculated off of what's called your full retirement age. So it's either age 66 or 67 or someplace in between there, between 66 and 67. So you should never, ever take your Social Security before your full retirement age unless there's a health problem. Okay. That's it. That's the only reason to do it. If you're taking it before then, let's look at two scenarios. Either you have money or you don't have money, okay? If you're taking it before your full retirement age and you don't have money, you retired too early, and you shouldn't be taking it. You should have kept your butt working,
right.
Period, okay? If you're taking it before your full retirement age and you do have a lot of money, you do have a lot of assets, now what you're doing is you're probably creating a tax problem down the road when it comes to all of your other assets, and you just haven't You know, you just don't have the knowledge to, you haven't drawn things out properly. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason that anyone should take it before their full retirement age. You know, and, you know, sometimes I'll get somebody say, well, Kyle, what if I take and save that money? Okay, well, show me one person that has actually taken and saved that money.
Sure.
Please step forward.
You probably wouldn't be taking it.
You wouldn't be taking it to turn and save it. It just doesn't happen. So, no, there's no reason to take it before your full retirement age. You know, so when I, you know, the two big things, you know, if you want to play the game of, well, when am I going to die? I want to get the most out of it. You know, there are different things, whether you're single or married, different factors and different ways to look at it. If you're married, especially if you're the higher income earner and you're going to receive the higher benefit, we certainly need to probably delay that benefit. If I have a husband and wife, whoever has the higher benefit, which in most instances over the years with those taking Social Security right now, a lot of times it is the male, it is the guy mm-hmm. in that relationship. So, you know, they need to delay that relationship or delay that Social Security benefit, because if one of them passes away, husband or wife, it doesn't matter who, the smaller Social Security amount, which is usually the wife in this case, is going to stop. So that larger amount is going to stay, and that larger amount is for, in this case, you know, let's say down the road, my wife and I have, we, you know, I'm older than my wife, my income has been higher over the years, so I'm going to have the higher Social Security benefit. The reason I need to delay mine is because if I were to pass away, the higher benefit, which is my benefit, is going to stay in place for her. So if I care about my wife, which I do, I need to delay my benefit so that she gets the most out of it, because she's going to lose hers.
Right.
That's the key. If you ever want to take one early, take the smaller benefit between the husband and the wife, the couple. Take the smaller benefit if you're ever going to take one early.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of factors, and we're living longer and longer and longer. In fact, and off the top of my head, I just came up with, you know, remembered this. So I don't remember the gentleman's name, but there's a renowned biochemist, and he's well respected and well known, and he's made a lot of predictions in terms of how our life expectancy and everything here in the U.S. And he said, you know, I was reading an article by him recently, and by 2025, one of his comments was that around the year 2025, that baby boom generation, their life expectancy is going to be going up about 1 year for every calendar year.
Wow.
So when are we going to pass?
Right? Yeah.
So let's say he's wrong. Let's say he gets that half right. Okay. That means every year your life expectancy goes up by 6 months. I mean, you know, I look at my great grandparents, they all passed away in their early to mid 70s. And my great grandparents, thankfully today, you know, late 80s, I have a grandfather who's going to be 90 here in 3 weeks. You know, he's outlived his parents by 20 years. Unfortunately, he took his Social Security as early as possible.
Mm.
He made a mistake, right? But I wasn't around 30 years ago. I was too young to have that conversation with him back then. But, you know, it's just one of those things that people get it stuck in their head, you know, and they like to dig in their heels. But, you know, math says don't take it before your full retirement age mm-hmm. unless your health turns south.
Right.
That's it.
Now, you mentioned this offer from your office.
Yep.
Talk about that a little bit and what that entails.
Yep. So we have an 8-page Social Security pamphlet that talks about, you know, whether you're single, married, divorced, widowed, you know, how you are able to file for Social Security. It goes through a lot of the basics on there. It talks about how to decide when you should start filing for that benefit. It talks about if you're married, should you consider delaying one of your benefits? You know, is there an impact if you attempt to take Social Security, but you're still working? Maybe you have a part-time job or full-time job. You know, how will that income affect your Social Security benefit, whether or not you can take it? You know, it talks about how is your benefit calculated based on all your years of work? You know, and that's one of the things right there. You know, I get families, it's amazing. You know, what's that story that we heard in high school or college or whatever about, you know, you tell, you're sitting on a bus and tell a rumor and you pass around the bus.
By the time it gets to the end.
By the time it gets to the end, it's just, you know.
Total different.
Who knows, right? A man landed on the moon, right? It's just, it's way off base. Well, how is your Social Security benefit calculated? It's based on your 35 years, your top 35 years of income. That's why when you, so let's keep this simple here. So I'll prove it to those skeptics here. When you receive your Social Security statement, why in the world do you think that they, when you open it up and you look on the right-hand side, they list out all those years of income? They don't put that in there just for the heck of it.
Mm-hmm.
That lists out your 35 years of income. It's all in there so that you can verify that information. You always want to go back every year and verify, is this information correct based on my tax return? And because your Social Security benefit is based on your top 35 years of income. Now, let's say, Scott, that you work 32 years. Well, that means we have some zeros in there. So those zeros will impact that benefit greatly.
Sure.
So even, let's say that, you know, I work 32 years and I want to retire. Well, it would actually have a fairly strong impact on your Social Security just for you to keep a part-time job and go make $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, $20,000 next year. You know, that will add to that Social Security benefit and greatly enhance it. It will certainly help. So it's based on your top 35 years. So that pamphlet that we're going to give away, it talks about how your benefit's calculated, all the different ways to file. It'll hit on some of that. So we'll give that away. If any of the callers want to call our office today, we just simply need your email address and your name, and we'll email that out to you. So our office number, 303-780-7350. So 303-780-7350. Call our office and just simply ask for that Social Security pamphlet. We'll email that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll kick that out to our listeners.
Sounds like a good deal. 303-780-7350. This is Haystack Help Radio.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Stop enduring nerve pain. Call Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, to find out whether electronic signaling could help your peripheral neuropathy. The burning, tingling sensation starts in your feet, slowly progressing until your balance begins to suffer. Occasional numbness turns into constant discomfort. You become afraid to drive because you can't feel the pedals. Do not resign yourself to a lifetime of limited mobility. For the past 9 years, Dr. Anderson has specialized exclusively in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. Front Range Medical Center offers an advanced technology called electronic signaling, giving hope to seniors with nerve pain. Call 720-851-9694 to schedule a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam. Dr. Anderson will review your health history and past medical records to find out whether electronic signaling could help your peripheral neuropathy. You shouldn't need to tolerate nerve pain. Call today, 720-851-9694.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Whatley here with Kyle Odell. Check out their website, owrsfirm.com. And their number, 303-780-7350. If you're just joining us, Kyle had a great offer here at the last of our first segment. And this is a pamphlet on Social Security. It's about an eight-page pamphlet. It just will give you a ton of information about Social Security and a lot of different things. If you missed it, there are over 500 ways a married couple can apply for Social Security, and a lot of ramifications if you do something wrong that can cost you a lot of money. So give his office a call. Just mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get you fixed up. 303-780-7350. So, Kyle, one thing we always hear is, you know, how long is Social Security going to be around? Will it even be around when I retire? What does the horizon look like for that?
Yep. That's a great question, Scott. You know, so I get that one all the time that, you know, well, what if it goes away tomorrow? It's not going to. So, you know, if you look at the media loves to blow things up,
into a frenzy, right?
Right. Yeah. Yep. So, you know, especially this time of year. So, you know, if you look at it, the Social Security Administration, they have more dollars coming in than they do going out. That program is set that even if there are no changes made to it, it's set to be just fine between now and 2036, so another 18 years. Now, at the end of those 18 years, at that point, what would happen is that it's projected that the Social Security Trust Fund, approximately around that time period, you know, maybe a little before, maybe a little after, but that it's set to be exhausted. But there's still enough money coming in, meaning from, you know, each employee out there. So, you know, for example, in my office, all my employees, you know, anyone that has an income, and this goes for everyone, anyone that has an income below approximately $128,000, which is the Social Security cap in terms of taxes, anyone below that pays a 6.2% tax. So every employee, all of us out there, pay a 6.2% tax on all income that's below $128,000. Then your employer pays an additional 6.2% tax on top of that. So you have almost 12.5% of every dollar going into the Social Security system. Mm-hmm. Even if that fund, that trust fund, had exhausted itself, there wasn't any money in there, there's enough money coming in from taxes to still pay out approximately $3 out of every $4 that are due down the road in 2036. Okay. So at this point, I mean, we know how Congress handles things. This isn't on this week's agenda. It's not something that they're going to fix this week, right? They're going to fix it on December 17th, 2035,
right?
You know, it'll be a last minute thing, but in order to fix it, they can make, there are a couple of slight adjustments that they can make to fix it, to fund it from here on out, and it wouldn't be an issue. So I don't see that as being an issue down the road. But here's, I mean, let's apply something to this. For families that are, you know, we're all concerned about Social Security and I've got to have it and it's got to be there for me, then you better get it right in terms of filing. If it's that important to you and you're going to get worked up about, is it going to be there and I need it and so forth, well, then let's get it right in terms of how you're going to file for it. Mm-hmm. You know, the average person, when they come in my office, I ask them, you know, how do you want to file? You tell me how and when you're going to file. I'll run it your way. And then we'll run it based on all of your assets, taxes, based on our recommendations and everything. On average, it's about a $200,000 difference over someone's lifetime, the payout on that Social Security benefit. So it's a significant benefit. Plus, Social Security is taxed differently and better than most of your other assets. I'd rather have more income coming in from an asset that's taxed differently and better than my IRAs and 401ks.
You just mentioned about tax and IRS, and that's brought a question a guy asked me last week. If somebody's in some tax issues and they owe let's say, some past taxes. Yep. They start getting their Social Security check. Is that something the IRS can go after?
Yes. Yes, they can go after, you know, that benefit. Now, I don't know all the details.
Sure, I realize. Yeah.
Yep. I don't know all the details on exactly how that's calculated and how they do it. But to an extent, yes, they can go after those benefits.
Right.
Yeah. So that is something that you do want to, if you do have some back taxes, to reach out to the IRS. And a lot of times they'll, you know, they're going to work with you on coming up with some payment arrangements. So I would certainly work on that.
Because at some point, if you don't reach out to them, they will reach out to you.
They will reach out. Yes.
Now, sometimes you hear some people talking about Social Security and they go, well, I can't go get this job or whatever because, you know, I'll earn too much and I can't get my mm-hmm. benefit. Yep. Any confusion or things to set straight there?
Yeah. You know, it goes back to, I think there are two pieces of that. One is, again, I would, you know, I'm not telling everyone 100% of the, you know, listeners not to file before their full retirement age, but in most instances, it does not make sense to file for Social Security before your full retirement age. Your full retirement age is all based on the year that you were born. So it's between age 66 and age 67 for all of us. That's when Social Security looks at you and says, this is your full retirement age to get your Social Security benefit. So let's say mine is age 66. Then if I file for my Social Security benefit before my full retirement age, in this case, age 66. If I file for Social Security before that, then, depending on whether I'm single or married, I can only have a certain amount of income coming in before it starts to take away and decrease my Social Security benefit. Those dollar amounts, they change every year. The Social Security Administration, they update those numbers. So as we're looking at them, just to give you some rough numbers based on what that is, so if I do that prior to my full retirement age, you know, if I earn $17,000 of income, then I, you know, that's going to start taking away from my Social Security benefit. So if I file at age 62 for Social Security, I can get that benefit as long as my income stays below approximately $17,000. If I start earning more money than $17,000, it's going to start taking that away. So you've got to be real careful about that. But here's the key, Scott. Once you get to your full retirement age, 66 or 67, once I get to that, then you can earn as much income as you want and have your full retirement Social Security benefit coming in. You can have both.
Right.
So, you know, Warren Buffett, you know, back when he was, you know, at his full retirement age, you know, if he's making $10 million a year, whatever it is, he can have any income coming in that he wants. Once he reaches his full retirement age, he can have that full Social Security benefit coming in.
Right.
It's just before that, before your FRA, that full retirement age, it starts taking it away.
Once again, if you'd like this free brochure from Kyle's office, all you have to do is call his office, 303-780-7350. This is a brochure on Social Security that will give you a lot of information. And once you get that, Kyle offers a free consultation. All you have to do is give him a call, and he will sit down with you and kind of work through this, because this can be a great program, but if you don't understand it all and why and when and how and to do things, Kyle, it can, you know.
It can really make a big impact. I mean, let me give you an example. So I was reading something yesterday, and I saw that, you know, it was this pilot was talking about taking off, the importance of having a plan. He was talking about taking off from the LA airport and flying to New York to LaGuardia. And he said, look, when we take off, if our plane is just off by 6 degrees, that's it, a tiny little 6 degrees, that we would end up in Miami, Florida. Think about that. Wow. The difference when you leave LA and you're flying to New York, if that plane is off by 6 degrees, you are not going to end up in New York. You're going to end up in Miami, Florida, potentially. Hmm. Right? So who's piloting your plane? Right? So with this, you know, what I would always want to look at is when we're looking at over 500 ways to file for a married couple, the typical person will leave, you know, six figures on the table when it comes to Social Security over their lifetime. Let's get a plan. And so part of our plan, part of what we do is a Social Security analysis, but that Social Security analysis, we need to, in order to give you advice and look at how to do things properly, you know, we look at what are all your other assets? Do we have income coming in from rental properties and pensions and IRAs and 401ks? Because, you know, when you get to 70 and a half, we have required minimum distributions. You have to start withdrawing money from those IRAs. So as that money's coming in, how is that going to impact you? You know, we're looking at what does your health look like overall? What's the age difference between you and your spouse? There are a lot of factors that we want to take into account here in order to figure out how and when to properly take Social Security. There's a difference, Scott, in simply maximizing Social Security. If I said, Scott, I want you to maximize Social Security, well, that's really simple. You just take it at age 70. There's a difference between maximizing Social Security and optimizing Social Security. Optimizing comes down to how and when to file based on your age, your taxes, your assets, the difference between your age, your spouse's age, your income. We look at everything across there so that we can optimize Social Security. Our analysis may come back and say, Scott, you need to take your benefit at age 68 and 8 months, and your wife needs to maybe take hers at age 70 or maybe at her full retirement age. You know, every situation is different. You know, it's like if you sit down with, I think most people try and apply the same knowledge and information that their neighbor took. You know, well, I talked to my brother-in-law, I talked to my coworker, I talked to my neighbor, and this is when they took it, so this is when they took their Social Security, so that's when I'm going to take it. Well, Scott, if your neighbor's taking a prescription drug, are you going to go into your doctor and say, hey, right, my neighbor's taking this drug, and he's awfully happy now,
yeah,
right? No, I need to take, can I get the same thing? No. Our health and our financial situation are just as unique. It, you know, between us is, you know, our financial situation is just as unique as our health between, you know, each individual person. You need to apply different things, different concepts, different principles in your unique financial situation, just like you would with your health.
Right. And, you know, we're out of time, but when you look at all this whole retirement planning, this is one piece of it. But it's a big, I mean,
it's a big one. It's a big one. You know, the equivalent, like if I were a husband and wife, and let's say we had $40,000 a year coming in from Social Security, that'd be the equivalent of, you know, probably about an $800,000 lump sum that was sitting in a pension fund, or in an annuity. Annuities and pensions are the exact same thing. I don't know why everyone gets their panties in a bunch about an annuity when they love their pensions. So, you know, if we look at it, if I've got 800 grand in a pension, let's say I worked for Ford and Ford put 800 grand in there for me and they're going to pay me 40 grand a year when I retire, I'd be real careful to make the right decisions with that 800 grand.
Sure.
Right? Same thing with Social Security. There's no difference in there other than Social Security is taxed differently and better. So maybe I'd even pay more attention to it. It's simple.
Once again, if you'd like to get this Social Security brochure from Kyle's office, all you have to do is give him a call, 303-780-7350. Just mention you heard Kyle here on Haystack Health Radio, and they will get that to you. And once again, it's a free consultation. Take advantage of that. 303-780-7350, owrsfirm.com. We'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Procrastination and hesitation yield the same result, no meaningful decision. Steve Hurley here at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Questions and concerns regarding reverse mortgages need to be addressed. I can help. My main job is educating those that want to understand the value and benefits of considering such a mortgage. Remember, take aim at 720-895-0500 and ask for me, Steve Hurley. NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
You've been told nothing can be done for your peripheral neuropathy. Don't give up hope. Call Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, to ask about electronic signaling. For the past 9 years, Dr. Anderson has specialized exclusively in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. Front Range Medical Center can't help everyone, but thanks to an advanced technology called electronic signaling, Dr. Anderson has seen great results for seniors who'd been told there was no hope for them. That's what Dr. Anderson loves most about his job, seeing the hope return to patients who had been suffering with burning, tingling, and numbness. It's worth a phone call. Schedule a $27 consultation with Dr. Anderson, including a neuropathy-specific exam, this week. He will review your health history and past medical records to find out whether electronic signaling could help where other treatments have failed. Don't lose heart. Call now, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Glad to have back in studio with us our realtor. That is Pamela Meyer, Denver Home Navigators. You can check out her website, denverhomenavigators.com, and her number, 303-506-0106. Pamela, how are you?
I'm doing well.
It's great to see you. So let's talk about our market here for a little bit. Boy, before we know it here, it's the end of the year. How's it changed from when we started the year talking about it?
It certainly has slowed a hair. It's not quite the feeding frenzy that it was. It's still a seller's market. But what we've seen is, and this is not surprising because in general, both the media and sellers are about 6 months behind what really is going on when you're in the trenches. So we have seen for at least the last 7 weeks about 28 to 30% of the existing, the whole market of active listings in the metro area reduce their prices. And people are like, what the heck? Well, it's a combination of people got greedy. You know, sellers kind of went, hey, my neighbor listed their house at this. I want $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 more. And for a period of time, you could almost pull it off because it was just such a nightmare. That has pulled back. So you're not necessarily getting multiple offers the first 2 days on the market. A reminder that normal, which we have not seen in a number of years, days on market is about 91. I know people are horrified at that,
yeah,
but that's the truth. Mm-hmm. So
they're used to 91 being the number of offers.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So we've seen a little softening. We've seen price reductions. We've seen an increase on days on market. It doesn't mean, you know, the sky is falling. It just means we're slowing just a hair. So instead of going up 10% for the year, we might be only up 6. Mm-hmm. Well, the National Association of Realtors, like since the early 80s, has tracked and on a graph, normal anticipated appreciation would be 4% a year. So we're still above that.
Right.
So really everything's fine.
Right.
Oh my gosh, the sky is falling. No, it's not. But as agents and professionals, it's up to us to counsel our sellers about what reality is. Don't anticipate, you know, don't get freaked out if we don't get 10 offers this first weekend. It's okay. I had a seller just the other day who was like, well, I was kind of disappointed in the showings. I'm like, well, actually, I was pretty pleased with them considering your price range, location, and the product that you have.
Right.
So, and I said, and here's why. And so, you know, once I explained it to her, she understood and she's not freaking out, but it was still, you know, you hear on the news and you listen to the stuff and you think my house should be flooded with people.
Right.
I have to leave town for the weekend. Well, you know what? In the heat of it all, that's exactly what people did because it was so busy. You know, 45, 50, 80 showings in a weekend. That's not normal.
Sure. So let's talk about the topic, you know, to sell or not to sell. How do most people go about, you know, figuring out, hey, I'm just ready to sell, unless something's pushing them with a family matter or something like that.
But, you know, I think people have a tendency to sell around various milestones.
Right.
Getting married, getting divorced, having children leave, moving to be near grandchildren, you know, all of that. Hopefully not a health issue, but sometimes we see that too. So really weighing the pros and cons. Some people are just like, I'm done with the big house. Some people say, I need a bigger house. Some people, once they have kids, they're like, well, not only do we want a house and we want to move into this particular school district. So lots of situations. Rarely is it just, hey, I'm going to go ahead and sell because my house has gone up in value so much. Because you really have to consider, okay, where are you going to live? And if you want to move out and buy something else, well, what is that thing and how much more are you going to have to pay for it? So it really is, first of all, get a, you know, all of those are personal decisions.
Sure.
I can't make those for you. And be ready for, try to decide a little bit in advance so that you don't feel like, I mean, I've had people come to me and go, we think we found a house we want to see and buy, and then we put our house on the market like right then. Now, I've had some sellers whose homes show, they are show ready, and they live in them. My house does not look like that.
Right.
I would need some preparation time.
Sure.
And so, and most people do. So if you can at least talk to me, let's kind of get prepped, then we go look. And then you really are in a position like we could pull the trigger, get the photos done, get it on the market like pronto, if we find something that makes you want to move.
Right.
I don't want anybody to be homeless. So we have that discussion going in. What options do you have? In fact, if your house did sell in a weekend, and what I mean by sell, it would go under contract. It would still be 30 to 45 days most of the time before you'd actually move. But some people are very surprised when their home sells quickly. And quite frankly, just as an aside, almost every seller in my career has said, do you think we underpriced it?
When it sells quickly.
When it sells quickly. Right. And the answer is no, we priced it right, which is why it sold quickly.
Right. So once you decide to sell, I mean, I think the first step in that is, you know, getting you and, you know, because all the other things we're going to talk about kind of falls under that, you know. And so, I mean, it really is key. And, you know, and I understand sometimes there's people that have relatives, just about everybody has a relative of some down the family tree somewhere.
That's licensed.
That's licensed, okay. But is that necessarily the best choice to have, you know, a relative do this for you? Because, I don't know, if they don't do it every day, 24/7, I don't know. I mean, would you go to a doctor that did two or three surgeries
a year?
What you're doing a year? No.
I mean, well, you know, that is a big factor.
Yeah.
I think it is important to have someone. I mean, you can be a real estate agent and you can choose to specialize in working with buyers or choose to specialize in working with sellers. I do, I mean, I do both. But marketing and negotiation on the selling side is where my passion is, because then that helps my seller get where they want to go. And the thing of it is, yes, everybody has a relative in the business or has a license. There are a couple of trains of thought. Okay, so they may give you a deal. And how hard do you work when you feel like you're working for free would be my first question. And the second question I have is how, what is their experience? You're entrusting what for most of us is our singular largest asset to somebody who does it on the side, who does it some of the time. I'm not seeking medical care for that. So that's a big piece. What is their production? How many homes do they sell a year? How into it are they? How much experience do they have in your neighborhood? Now that cuts both ways. I I can list property in any neighborhood and still gain access to the critical data that is needed.
Sure.
But do I know what Joe and Susie had done to their basement? Not unless there are photos in the MLS if it sold last year. Mm-hmm. You know. So you, as the person who lives in the neighborhood, you've been in there. I do go into the properties that are for sale in the neighborhood to help my sellers to bring them back information to say, okay, I know you thought you wanted to price it right in here. Let me bring you this additional data and let's, you know, you get to decide it's your house.
Right.
But let's put ourselves in the buyer position so that you can see clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do it and you have to be in the market and you have to, in my opinion, be doing it as a regular part of your day.
Right. And then you got to wonder, you know, is that relative realtor going to be honest with you when you say, okay, what should we list it at? You know,
right.
Are they going to have, you know, the guts, so to speak, to tell you
the truth?
You know what? Here's what you need. Here's where you need to be.
Well, and I have a niece who, in fact, would never use me. And the reason she won't is because she had a friend help her, and she got, and they went sideways. Things went sideways. She got mad, and she goes, I'll be darned if I'm going to jeopardize my relationship with my aunt because I'm mad about something.
Right.
And I've had other people do it. So I personally have never represented a family member in my career.
Sure. Well, that's why you talk to them all.
It's okay.
You.
I talk to them all the time.
Right. So real quick, man, time goes so fast here. But, you know, so deciding what the home is worth, you know, again, this is why you got to pick that right realtor because you're going to help with this, but getting it ready for showings. And we've talked about staging
yep.
and all the different things, and that's part of your service.
It is. Not only do I have a stager who comes in at my expense to help you really kind of almost like remove some of your fingerprints. That does not mean you need to denude your walls of every personal photograph. Don't do that. Let my stager come in and say, this works here. Let's take this down. Let's put that over there instead. Let's move the couch just this little bit because all of it is designed to help someone else feel welcome.
Right.
And put them in a position where they can kind of see themselves in this home. Because you don't want it to look like your home anymore because you're done with this home. You're going to move.
Sure. So you would want my 40 taxidermy animals off the wall?
I think they'd have to go.
Okay. So getting your home ready for showing, and again, all this falls under, you know, choosing that right realtor, which, again, we highly recommend Pamela. And, again, her number is 303-506-0106. And then, you know, the contract negotiations, picking that person, again, that does this all the time, you know, are they a good negotiator? Do they know when to negotiate? Because sometimes if, you know, it's that relative again, and I just know this happens so much. That's why I keep harping on this. But if it's that relative again, you know, are they really going to look out for your, you know, best interest with the business mind?
Right.
Yeah.
Like you're my client right now. You're not my niece.
Right.
I think the negotiation piece is key. Number one, as an agent, I'm not party to the contract. It is up to me to be the calmest person in the room. Doesn't matter what, how upset my seller is. I don't go to the other agent and go, wah, 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 wah. It's not my place.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the game is we have a willing buyer and a willing seller. Let's keep them talking. Sometimes they can work it out. Sometimes there are things that make it untenable. But generally, if you have a motivated buyer and a motivated seller, there's compromises to be made along the way.
Sure.
And it can be done. And it's up to us as the agents to be the calmest voice in the room and not us
right.
get into it.
Sure.
It's just not necessary.
And then, of course, all the things you got to prepare for closing. Getting all that.
I help
sure
organize all that. I let you know what you have to pay attention to, when you have to pay attention to it, where you need to show up, all of it, so that you don't have to manage all those dates.
Well, good. Pamela, thank you so much. Always good information. Again,
you.
Pamela Meyer, Denver Home Navigators, denverhomenavigators.com. Her number, 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106. This is Haystack Help Radio.
You were just walking into that store when you were in a slip and fall accident as a result of the store owner's negligence. Flesh and Beck know what to do. First, Make a report of the incident with the store owner. It's important to have an official document of all the important details. Second, make a note of all of your injuries so you can report them to your doctor as soon as you can. Third, take pictures of the conditions and location of the accident. And remember, it's your job to take care of yourself. Don't waste time arguing about who's at fault. Then, call Flesh and Beck.
Call me, Kevin Flesh, at Flesh Law to get a professional opinion. I will answer all your questions, and I will help you determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call me, Kevin Flesh, at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if we can help you get the compensation you deserve.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
It's February, and that means at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, it's National Pet Dental Health Month. Hi, this is Scott Watley with Haystack Health Radio and Sportsman of Colorado. Does your pet have a clean smile? Just as for humans, dental health is important for our pets, and keeping their teeth clean and healthy both above and below the gum line is key. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is offering free oral screens in their lobby and the chance to win a fabulous dental gift basket for any dog or cat having a dental cleaning or other dental procedure through the month of February. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they've been helping pets have clean and healthy smiles for almost 20 years. Just give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050, and find out how they can help your pet today. Oh, and be sure and sign up for their fantastic rewards program at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, we've trusted our pets to this great staff, and you can too. Give them a call, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. One of the folks that's been with us really since we started, Online Trading Academy. John Hinkle is with us in studio today. John, good to see you.
Great to see you, Scott.
Online Trading Academy. Man, you guys have been doing this a long time. You know, you see, we're both around the same age, and boy, you see a lot of companies go in and out of business. You got to be doing something right to be doing it as long as Online Trading Academy has.
Yeah, our students really appreciate the experience that they have with the academy, and we've continued to grow. We're celebrating 20 years of educating people about the financial markets, teaching people how to trade, invest, teaching our patented core strategy from Wall Street to Main Street for the last 20 years, including 9 in Denver.
Right. Wow. Man, it's already been 9. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Time has flown. You know, and we mentioned in an earlier segment, you know, I mean, you did this for a long time, very successfully. What's really changed what you were doing 25 years ago to today in the whole trading world?
You know, there's been some amazing changes. I started out, just to give you a little background, Scott, I started out as a floor trader, trading in the pits in Chicago. I moved from Arizona to Chicago in 1987, which was a tough year to learn.
Yeah.
And I traded for myself, trading for my own account, for 25 years, 15 on the floor, and then 10 after that trading electronically. Now, when I got started, Scott, it was all open outcry. And to get the best price and to have the best chance of being successful in the markets, you needed to be on the exchange floor. And so that meant you had to live in New York or London or Chicago. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, The internet's changed everything.
Sure.
I mean, there's so many ways it's affected your life, and none more than the way it potentially could affect your wallet with trading and investing. Nowadays, all trading is electronic, so you can be really anywhere in the world. And we have students that live in Puerto Rico. We have students that spend half the time here in Denver and half the time, in a warmer climate in the winter.
Sure.
You can be anywhere in the world and make money in the markets. And that's a really profound change.
Right. What do you look for in a student? I mean, well, you say, hey, if you possess these two or three attributes, you got to give this a try. Because we don't want to, we always say, like you just said, hey, you can do this, be your own boss kind of deal. But there takes some discipline. It's some work.
So there's three things that we look for in a student, three main characteristics. And I want to say that this is more people can do this than you'd think. There's really three main criteria. You need to be coachable.
Yep.
You need to be able to hold yourself accountable, and you need to be willing to put in some work.
Mm-hmm.
Those three things, I really believe we can teach anybody how to trade the markets. The skill set, just like any other. No one was born a great investor or trader. They
sure.
learned it just like anything else. And as long as you're coachable, you're willing, hold yourself accountable. We can teach you this.
Mm-hmm. And it's great to have people that have done it, because luckily we can learn from some of your, mistakes. I don't mean your mistakes, but I just mean things that happened in the past. And that's why you guys call this patented methods, because they work.
Yeah, we've developed a method of anticipating market moves really with great precision. It's a patented method that we teach our students, a step-by-step process that we've been doing now for 20 years. We've been teaching people. And the key thing is, anyone can learn it. It's just be willing to put in the time and learn the skill set.
Right. Can we give away a few passes?
Let's do that.
All right. We're going to give away five passes right now to the first five callers. Now, here's what this is all about. This is a half-day class at the Academy's Denver campus. This has a $500 value, but again, it's going to cost you nothing but a few hours of your time. John's going to be kind enough to waive that tuition fee. If you call right now and mention Haystack Help Radio, call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Seating is extremely limited, so you got to call now. And once again, that number for this free half-day class is 303-217-4511. They do these classes, quite often. So you can go to their website, tradingacademy.com, to kind of look at maybe a schedule. But probably best just to call. Number one, call. Make sure you get one of these five free passes. And they can work with you on a schedule, see when they got a class that fits you. And, again, this is just a great opportunity. Now, we've talked about the instructors just a little bit, but wanted to delve into that just a little bit more because as we said, a lot of them came from the academy themselves. Now they're teaching there. What do you think makes a good instructor?
I think number one, you want to make sure that they know what they're doing, that they're actually yeah. teaching a right. skill set that they're familiar with. So all our traders are required to submit their statements to prove that they're actually trading in the markets on a regular basis.
Oh, okay.
And prove that they're professional traders. Number two, you need somebody that can effectively communicate to people and communicate in terms that often are foreign to students. I mean, many of our students are brand new to the markets. They don't have a significant financial vocabulary, and they need to be able to communicate in a meaningful way concepts, ideas, so that people can take action on it, so that people can have actionable results and put that in their own trading investing.
Sure. A few recent testimonials here, just real quick, said if you're looking for financial freedom, Online Trading Academy has the tools to let you achieve it. And it's from Dustin Height. Here's one. Through Online Trading Academy, I have the knowledge, and I love this word, support. I need to be a successful investor for the rest of my life. Thank you, OTA, from Dwayne Strickler. When they talk about support, What do they mean in there?
You know, we have, I think first thing is I want to say Online Trading Academy, we have a physical campus where people go to where they learn hands-on. In fact, in some of our more advanced classes, people actually trade with our money. We allow them to actually trade live with our money. We have that much confidence in what we're doing with them. And we've got people there that, you know, help with, you know, sometimes we have students that have a wide range of experience. Some of them are maybe not real comfortable with the computer. We'll help them get more comfortable with the computer. Others need, you know, they need just a little bit more help understanding concepts. And we have both online resources for them. We've got in-person support personnel. We've got a whole team that really works to help someone develop the skills needed to be successful in the market.
Right. Well, take advantage of this class. Again, this is very kind of John to do. I mean, be very easy to charge for this. But you know what? We want to make sure it's a good fit for you, and I think this is a tremendous way to do that. So right now, first five callers, call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511 for your chance to go to one of these classes. Absolutely no charge to you. They last around three and a half hours. Is that right, John?
About 3 hours.
Okay. And but again, seating is limited, so you got to call now, 303-217-4511. And you can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. You know, again, I think, as we talked about, you know, in an earlier segment too, so many people struggle with things. This just seems like a way to finally take some control. And like I say, you see very successful people that come into your class. I mean, in all terms, for most of it, they'd be successful. But they feel like they need more control. So it must be good for everybody to have more control over your finances.
You know, we see, you know, people that are very wealthy and people that are just kind of getting started with their careers. It really doesn't matter. It's a skill that everyone, nearly everyone needs to have. I mean, maybe if you're Warren Buffett, you've already got it. But for most people, they need to develop a way to grow their money, because you're not going to do it in a bank account.
Right, right. You know, one other real quick one right here, and I love this one. It says, exceeded all my expectations. Online Trading Academy, that is, provides an excellent foundation and skills for investing and trading in the markets. And that's what really this is a foundation.
It really is. It's so much more. It's really, for many people, it's life-changing. It gives them the opportunity to pursue things that they're passionate about rather than just chasing a paycheck.
Yeah. Once again, take advantage of this class. Again, you don't get many chances to go to something like this where you're going to have the quality of instructors. You know, and this isn't something that's just, you know, reading through all these. Now, I have a ton of these things, but one guy says here, this is a great program that offers all the critical knowledge and tools. Another one, Online Trading Academy gives you the skills to succeed. This is a good class. This is a great class. If you want to make a change today, make it. But you got to make the call, 303-217-4511, 303-217-4511. Well, John, always great information. And, man, thanks for being such a great partner for us. And thanks for helping so many of our listeners. We've had a ton of them go through, and viewers from our CBS show. So thanks for doing us a good job.
Thank you, Scott.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.